Support for this podcast comes from Is Business Broken, a podcast from Questrom School of Business. Stick around until the end of this podcast for a preview of the first episode, a conversation with Dean Susan Fournier, where she answers the question at the heart of the show. Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Produced by the iLab at WBUR Boston.
Uh-oh. Amory, I went to Montreal recently.
Oh, yeah.
And I brought something back with me.
Okay.
That I just discovered.
Okay.
This is technically a snack time episode where we discuss Reddit posts, but don't make a full throttle, beautiful, wonderful, crazy, amazing episode, but just kind of talk about some Reddit stories.
And we divide all of our listeners between the people who don't really mind us eating snacks into the microphone and the people
and
who
the people
are like,
no. So if you hate those sounds, please cover your ears. Earmuffs, as they say. I brought you Melange BBQ Epicé, a.k.a. Spicy Barbecue Mix.
I understand that.
Yeah.
I'm seeing corn nuts.
Yeah, corn nuts. One of my all-time favorite snacks.
Me too.
It's a good reminder that even up in Canada, they love the same things we love.
Thanks for bringing this back.
No, I figured I'd bring back a snack for you.
Appreciate it. Should we tell some stories?
Yeah, let's do it.
So, Ben, I think I told you that I have this kind of wooded area at the end of my street.
Yeah, the place where you smoke weed when you're 17.
When you're 17, right, and have tons of protected sex and all the other rebellious things that you do in the woods as a teenager. But I am not a teenager. I am a grown-ass woman.
Yeah, you have a house.
And I have found myself feeling quite annoyed at a group of youths who party in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
Not because they party in the woods. I support that. I think it's great to have this kind of safe haven where you can be a stupid teenager and be rebellious. My problem is that they litter. Not only do they leave a ton of cans, but just broken beer bottles. They smash beer bottles against trees.
Not cool.
The forest floor is just a layer of broken glass.
Mm.
I have been brainstorming for the past 3 months, ever since I discovered that they do this, how to get back at them.
Can I tell you how I picture this going?
Please.
Over the last several months, you've just been brainstorming, but the whole time you've been singing, walking on broken glass. Do, 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 do. And then eventually what happens is you put on your best Bart Simpson t-shirt.
Okay.
You put on your hat backwards and you throw a skateboard over your shoulder. And you go and try to talk to the fellow kids.
So that's what I would do if I were very brave. I am not very brave. So what I did was I recruited a couple friends and we had a cleanup day.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought a recycle bin and I wheeled it out into the woods and I put up signs that said, please recycle or whatever they said. It did not work. But all of this is to say, I have
it didn't
a strong
work?
No, it just they just the, okay, they did put stuff in the bin for like a couple weeks, but then I went to the woods to pick up the bin to wheel it out on trash day, and all that was left of the bin was the lid to the bin. The bin was gone. They probably lit it on fire because they light everything else on fire there.
That's just mean. That's just degrading.
Yeah.
They leave the top.
I know. So all of this is to say that I have a need for like some vigilante justice.
Yeah.
And so I've been finding some posts on Reddit lately that have really, I'm living vicariously through
okay.
the people who are brave enough to take action, to take matters into their own hands.
Yeah.
All three of these actually I found in the confession subreddit, which is a favorite of mine because you get everything from really deep, dark stuff to just like funny things that people want to share with others. So here's one. This person works in a coffee shop. And they said, whenever a super rude customer orders a strong coffee, I give them decaf.
That is that it's also good. That also belongs on not malicious compliance, but what's the other one?
Like it's petty revenge or
yeah,
something.
Petty revenge or yeah, that's good.
Yeah, so I'm trying. This is why I'm like trying to figure out what my line is. Like, what would be petty revenge, and what would send a super strong, effective message,
or a super decaffeinated weak message?
Right. So here's another one. I threw a bunch of trash from my car into another guy's car because he littered.
Also beautiful.
Right. And this one really resonated with me because one of my ideas was if I could just figure out who these kids are, next time I do a pickup, instead of leaving the trash out for the recycle people, what if I just put it on their lawn?
See,
I would never do that, but part of me wants to be that person.
I completely understand that instinct. But that is not, that's like a recipe for escalation that nobody wants.
I know.
Also, their parents are just going to have to clean that up. Those asshole kids are not.
Go there, Ben. Go there.
Those asshole kids are not going to clean that mess up. The best thing you could do, I feel like, would be to learn where they live and then to tell their parents.
Why don't they have any decency in their souls already for just one of them to go, hey guys, this isn't cool, man.
I know.
Recycle your bottle, man.
Someday they will.
Here's the actual post that made me look for other posts like this.
Okay.
I leave fake parking tickets on cars that deserve real ones. Now, as someone who used to ride their bike all around town, I recently moved to an area that is not so cycling friendly, but I used to want to do this all the time. I was like, I wish that I had the time to like write all these people fake parking tickets, all these people who like cut me off, almost ran me over.
Mm-hmm.
I would just like send them a little curse, like just a little one.
Everybody's
in
got
my
a bunch
mind.
Of little teenager dolls that she's like cutting their legs off.
Nope. I would just say like, I hope you spill coffee all over yourself today. Or something like that.
Wholesome memory sends a little curse. I hope you stub your toe.
No, I just want something like pretty inconvenient to happen to these people. Is that so wrong?
No, I think that's right.
All right, so I'm not going to throw trash on people's yards, and I'm not going to give them fake parking tickets, and I'm not going to give them decaf. I probably would give them decaf. That's really good.
That's so good. I mean, it's so
but
good.
Just little curses flying in all directions.
Okay, I have one for you.
Okay.
It's an RBI. Do you know that community?
Runs batted in? No, I'm guessing not.
Reddit Bureau of Investigation.
Up my alley.
Using the power of the internet to solve real world problems.
Okay.
Okay, you ready?
Yep.
This one actually has audio, so I'm going to play it. Okay.
What is that?
Great question. The title of this post is Mysterious Noise Last Night in New Hampshire Area.
Ooh.
Andover, New Hampshire. When spending July 30th away from home with some family, we all heard this extremely loud noise while sitting around the campfire. For reference, it stopped all conversation and could be heard as it echoed throughout the nearby mountains. The noise repeated with around a 5 to 10 minute period in between, so that's why I had my phone out recording and captured the second time it happened. The next night, we heard the sound again coming from the east. I really want to know what this is. It's all I've been thinking about recently. The sound was also heard more than once on the first night. This recording only capturing the second of three happenings. The noise sounded far off to the east, but still loud and rumbled. On the first night, July 29th, the noise happened 2 to 3 times spanning 11:20 to 11:30 p.m. On the second night, July 31st, it was heard once at 12:16 a.m.
Wow, creepy.
So what do you think?
I'm just going to go full Stranger Things and say there's a lab that is up to no good. And they have a strange machine
You're saying it's like farts from the upside down? Is that what you're telling me?
Way more powerful than farts, Ben.
I don't know. Farts can be pretty powerful. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, so I want to read you a couple comments.
Okay.
You tell me what you think. Almost sounds like a ship's horn to me. Any canals nearby or possibly a dam that is releasing water? Hmm. The OP, whose Reddit handle is Boss Chuby, says, that was my first thought, but family that regularly lives in the area discounted it due to the surrounding areas not having a cause for larger shipping boats. So this is inland in New Hampshire.
Wait, can I hear it again? I mean, I've heard some, like, frogs and toads make some pretty strange sounds, but that sounds even more ominous than that.
Yeah, this person had a pretty likely explanation, sounds like. It sounds like a ship horn, which it could be. It's a hobby to some people, which explains why you'd hear it in the middle of nowhere. That's the only place people could test them out without angering thousands of people. I'm thinking it went like this. I just bought this big-ass ship horn in the surplus market, but it needs work. Last night, after fixing the issues it had, I've got to test this thing out. Holy shit, it's goddamn loud. Oh man, so badass. I bet people can hear this 10 miles away. I should stop. Just once more. And again, okay, one more. And this person actually links to sound of a ship's horn. You want to hear that?
Yeah, of course.
That kind of sounds like it, right?
Yeah.
It has kind of big, echoing, booming.
Why are they testing it out more than one night, though? Like,
I don't know,
that
if
late
you're
at
sitting,
night.
If you're sitting around in the New Hampshire woods, drinking some beers, hanging out with your buddy who's got that big-ass ship's horn he just bought online, you're like, do it again, Kenny.
I mean, I guess so. Do we know the answer? Do we get to the bottom of this?
There are a couple of updates to this post.
Okay.
Update. While the horn is an easy explanation, it seems a little too deep and rumbling. I've recently joined the Andover, New Hampshire Friends Group on Facebook to seek help from residents.
Hmm.
Update number two. The Watts Water Webster Valve Division produces metal parts, but no hours are listed. If this was the cause, why would it be so loud and so late? So somebody thought it was that. Update, possibly final. Solved by Andover residents on Facebook. Multiple people claim it is some ex-convict that mods out car engines to make them as loud as possible.
Whoa.
Thanks for your ideas, everyone.
I don't know.
It doesn't, I like this idea that someone bought a ship's horn on eBay and was firing it off.
Well, I have to see it. I'm going to believe it when I see it person. Until then, it's just upside down farts.
I hear you. So, dear Redditors, dear listeners, if you have any ideas other than upside down farts, let us know.
Shout out to Redditors. I'm the wise guy and fresh bread for those inspiring posts in the Confession subreddit. And if I ever think of a way to make the Woodland Hooligans clean up their act, I'll let you know.
All right. We leave you with those stories. We're going to get back to snacking and working on our next Endless Thread episode.
And I'm very excited about it.
So am I.
You should be too.
Yeah. Okay. Talk next week.
Okay, bye.
Support for this podcast comes from Is Business Broken?, a podcast from Questrom School of Business. These days, it's hard to ignore the debate over the role business should play in society.
There's crescendo around profit, period. Is profit bad? Is capitalism evil? These themes are out there.
Is this criticism of business warranted? And if so, how do we fix it? Stick around until the end of this podcast for a preview of the first episode of the Is Business Broken podcast.
Politics has never been stranger or more online, which is why the politics team at Wired is making a new show, Wired Politics Lab. It's all about how to navigate the endless stream of news and information and what to look out for. Each week on the show, we'll dig into far-right platforms, AI chatbots, influencer campaigns, and so much more. Wired Politics Lab launches Thursday, April 11th. Follow the show wherever you get your podcasts.
Support for this podcast comes from Is Business Broken, a podcast from Questrom School of Business. Listen on for a preview of one of the episodes featuring Susan Fournier, Alan Questrom Professor, and Dean.
So let's start this conversation with the title of the show, Is Business Broken? It's a provocative title and a question. Where did this come from? Why that question now?
We're in a big cultural moment where capitalism, business, market systems are really being scrutinized and debated, and the role of business with it. So I think the question is just on the table. It's on people's minds. It's in the news media. It's in conversations. I think there are growing voices, loud voices, especially among young people who seem increasingly to believe that business and maybe capitalism with it are harmful and create rather than solve problems for society. And what we do seem to hear are those loud voices. And they are very black and white. There are protagonists and the antagonists and the pros and the cons. And there's really no middle discussion. It's sort of like people for and against, and it's loud.
Right. For and against DEI, for instance, right? A battle at play.
Right.
The way you describe it and the way you describe the polarization, it makes it feel like very much of the digital age, right? It feels very much of today. Some of those arguments have been around, though, right? Is this criticism of business and this question, is business broken, is that a new question?
You are so right. It is not a new question. Schumpeter, he was a professor at Harvard, and he's also maybe one of the most influential political economists of the early 20th century. He called for the death of capitalism, the death of business, 100 years ago.
Okay. Wow.
And when he critiqued way back then, he said the very successes of capitalism would bring about its downfall because it would create values hostile to capitalism, and that this would particularly take hold among intellectuals who were critiquing. So there's a lot of that same kind of dynamic happening today, and that's 100 years old. But yeah, we've seen this kind of cultural fervor playbook many times in the past, often precipitated by big crises.
Find the full episode by searching for Is Business Broken wherever you listen to podcasts, and learn more about the Mehrotra Institute for Business, Markets, and Society at ibms.bu.edu.